Everyone's asleep.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, bankers and lawyers and DEA agents to the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. We'd also like to welcome the Australian Federal Police, the New Zealand Police, and also the various government agencies that might be surveilling and listen to the show right now. I'm sure that you'll probably learn something too, that you'll probably use against me and wind up raiding my house and taking my computers and stuff like that for evidence against other people and stuff like that we support on this network, who are very good people who don't deserve to be discriminated against by scum like you. There is a hell of a lot of bad stuff going on. I'll come to my guest in just a second. I just wanted to give a wee pedophilia. Yes, I know it's a dirty word because it implies a very dirty thing. My friend and confidant, Daniel Ryder, not last week, went public for the first time with me across the phone, and I put the video up. The video is called Proof SIFS is a Pedophile Ring. SIFS is about C-Y-F-S. It's a Child, Youth and Family Services in New Zealand. It's about a 45-minute long interview. 1 week after, and I think this only just happened yesterday, the New Zealand police raided his property and confiscated all his computer equipment. During the interview, he stated that he had a hell of a lot of evidence on that computer, especially recordings of pedophile scum in the Child, Youth and Family Services, admitting that they are pedophiles, admitting that they want that they sell children, admitting that they sell meth, and he gets raided. My other friend Jonathan Eisen from Uncensored Magazine, the most recent issue was about pedophiles as well, and there was a complaint laid. His magazines get sold in supermarket chains here in New Zealand, and a complaint was laid because the front cover story was talking about the rise of pedophilia in the Western world, and somebody complained that he was discriminating against pedophiles. And all of those magazines got pulled off those supermarket shelves and has now deprived him of 48% of his sales or thereabouts. James Wright, James Francis Wright, formerly of the Supreme Council of Freemasonry, just had a conversation with him before the show today. He is currently holed up in a hotel room. He's been let out of the mental institution where they force drugged him and strapped him to a chair and forced him to watch Sesame Street. I can't really think of any worse form of torture, especially Disney movies with Christina Aguilera in them. Horrible people, really, just demonic. And he's out now. He's on his way to California, and he needs to fill up his car with gas about four more times, which I don't know how much that costs in the United States now with gas prices, probably like $800. So if you are capable of supporting James Wright, getting him to California, his email is jdallastexas@hotmail.com, jaydallastexas@hotmail.com. If you go to PayPal, if you have a PayPal account of some description, just put in that email address, send him some money. And if you can't figure out how to do that, just go to my website, click donate, and send the money to me, and I'll forward it on to James. So far, I've forwarded him about $150-odd of donations from my generous listeners. And thank you so much for supporting him. He's in a real bad way right now. He's been traumatized. He's been screwed over by his family and everything like that. So I really need people to open their hearts and their wallets to support him and get him to California as soon as humanly possible. Now, enough for the housekeeping. Let's go to our very special guest, Luke McKee, who I believe is coming in from Australia. Luke, welcome to the program.
No, I am a refugee from Australia and also New Zealand by extension of the backing of warrants scheme, which allows New Zealand citizens to be arrested for crimes that none of the pollies in the Beehive, which is your parliament, have even dreamed of. They've given, as is what it says, it's a backing of warrant scheme, a blank check to a foreign power to enforce their law on New Zealand citizens. The New South Wales Attorney General's department, sorry, not the federal Attorney General's department, has said in a statement that dual criminality offences are discretionary. So dual criminality means what I said before, being accused, you can be extradited for a crime that doesn't exist in your country. That's what dual criminality is about. And I'm actually somewhere where it's dawn, so that's why the light's off here. It's those who check out your YouTube channel later can see that. So I'm actually in Vietnam.
You're actually in Vietnam?
Correct. I have been away from Australia for 7 years, because I remained overseas because my house was raided by 5 detectives with baseball bat. One had a baseball bat. And, you know, I managed to get the search warrant after that the police said that wasn't even executed. And, well, I got the search warrant, so it was. It accuses me of Australia's rarest crime and first outlaw motorcycle gang law. Someone who the AFP says themselves in the police background check has no criminal record to this day.
Yeah. Well, could you give people just sort of a quick kind of background on who you are sort of thing, just so that we're kind of coming from a proper context here?
Okay. Well, I grew up in the countryside. I went to school at Sydney Grammar with all the elite, which I didn't particularly like very much. I was forced to sing the school song in Latin, Floriat Grammatica Scholar Sydneyensis, or whatever it was. Got a job as an IT guy. Economy went down, dot-com bust. Had to work as a bouncer, working happily with police for 5 years, until one dreaded day where not one, but two homosexual, gay and lesbian liaison officers were called to my house by a gay proxy to assist an illegal immigrant obtain a visa by the only way possible. And that is, if you accuse someone of a crime and you're illegal, I probably shouldn't be giving this advice out, but if you're an illegal immigrant, immigration says get out, guess who can give you a visa? Our friends in the police. All you need to do is accuse someone of a crime. You get a criminal justice bridging visa. Normally that visa, to be fair, ends with deportation, but if you marry someone on that visa, you get to stay. And if you didn't get that visa, your marriage wouldn't let you stay because you were illegal at the time of getting married. So that's the loophole, and that's why I was framed, and I win in court. A magistrate has, which you may be able to play later or may not, depending what if you want to, had ruled that I had done nothing wrong. And then I get a double jeopardy prosecution for the crime of knowing I was discriminated against. The crime of knowing a police officer is in fact gay is the crime of obtaining true personal information on a law enforcement officer. And there has been another case in similar circumstances of that law, 60C Crimes Act, obtained true personal information on a law enforcement officer. So what do you think?
Are you able to play these clips through your Skype, aren't you?
Yeah, I've got it all queued up. I can stop and start it, and we can, you know, if you tell me to stop, I'll press the stop button.
All right. Well, let's proceed with your first clip here. Which is the one you were playing, the one with the judge?
Well, I mean, I wasn't making it up. I'll give you a very simple, clear-cut example of me doing a five-year offence. It's 5 years jail under the 2006 gang laws bill. I wasn't... The offence 60C was 2 years jail. They upped it to five under the 2006 gang laws bill. The United Nations Office of Drugs and Crime says it's a bikie gang law in their UN report, Palermo on the Pacific Rim, transnational organised crime in the Asia-Pacific region, as does the government's own Institute of Criminology. So it is a gang law, and when they introduced it, they said, oh, the dreaded outlaw motorcycle gangs are building intelligence dossiers on police and their families. That's why it can be a crime to know information about police. Now, the police minister said it's not a crime to know a police officer's name in Hansard. So if I name police, I'm under the belief it's not a crime because I went through the proper channels originally. I did an FOI, a Freedom of Information, on the police officer after I got off. That FOI had information which incriminated police, and that's why they raided my house, to try and get that and other information.
Whoa, hold on. Let me get this straight. You filed an FOI, and they said, F you, eh?
I filed an FOI, and one of the officers named in the 60C search warrant, I won't say it just yet, had actually taken a death threat from someone and told me I was sent away for fingerprinting. In the FOI, it said that I didn't want to take the matter any further, and as the show progressed, we'll see that that was what happened. I mean, and only personal information about this one specific of the two officers, the one who wasn't gay, it was in my FOI request. That officer's name is on the 60C search warrant for this gang law that I'm accused of. And that's why I've been exiled 7 years. So just doing an FOI, nothing more, no other contact, nothing, apart from a few faxes to try and get back the letter. I mean, the death threat letter that was needed in another court case. That was it. And you do an FOI, you go to jail for 5 years for obtaining information that incriminates police.
Sounds about right.
So, yeah, this is, out. And the other thing, people don't know the truth about outlaw motorcycle gang laws. Tell me if this sounds... you're from New Zealand, but in Australia and somewhat New Zealand, they are hyping up the Hells Angels and various motorcycle clubs as the, dark riders of the apocalypse, to make people afraid of, we have to give up our civil liberties because the dreaded outlaw motorcycle gangs, we shouldn't allow them to meet each other or anyone else to meet them for that matter because they're domestic terrorists. And this crime of association, you shouldn't call it crime of association. You have a right to associate with anyone you want to. And that's what's in the Victorian Human Rights and Responsibilities Act in Australia and the equivalent in the ACT, where all the politicians live, who are probably listening in, and those federal police. And in order to meet our obligations to the United Nations, and I think New Zealand signed this as well, Australia did in 2004, we signed the United Nations Charter Against Transnational Organised Crime, Article 5, criminalisation of participation in a criminal group. Now, the only states that don't have these gang laws are Victoria, ACT, and the human rights legislation is under threat because we promised UN we'll put the gang laws in which are not compatible with our own human rights laws. And for the American listeners, you have your famous Bill of Rights. Only two states in Australia have something remotely like it, and they're threatened by these gang laws.
Well, I found it very interesting. I've heard a lot of allegations that gangs, not necessarily specifically motorcycle gangs, but criminal gangs, are being used by the police as a proxy for selling drugs for them. So what the police will do is they'll raid one gang headquarters, take all their drugs, and then they'll go to another gang headquarters and sell it to them.
Well, Bob Bob Bottom, funny name, Walkley Award winner, has wrote a book which I've been meaning to read for a long time. I've read some extracts called Fighting Organized Crime. And in that, all the organized crime apparatus, we used to have the NCA in Australia, have been shut down and turned into an informational capacity, whatever the hell that means. And because, you know, Four Corners and all these documentaries were finding out too many stories about police selling drugs. Right now, there is someone in a Thailand jail that would rather stay there than come back to Australia who's involved in the affair with Michael Standen, the second in charge of the New South Wales Crime Commission, who was prosecuted for being a drug seller. And the New South Wales Crime Commission, with him as second in charge, are the people that's getting this law made that I'm accused of.
So now, you know what's interesting? This reminds me of the Chappelle Corby case. You know, she gets found with... Who the frick smuggles kilos of weed in a boogie board bag? Nobody does. But you know, the Australian Federal Police at the time, I think, were being investigated, or they were investigating customs for being part of a massive drug smuggling ring and things like that.
It gets better than that. They knew they were going overseas to a country which would give them the death penalty, and they made sure the Indonesians would pick them up was it the Bali Nine? So, yeah, Federal Police killing Australians. Good job.
Yep. It's just absolutely sickening. And this is what the reality is. I was talking to a couple of people last night at a Paul Connett lecture, right, talking about fluoride or whatever, and afterwards, we talked about some other stuff. You know what I reckon, man? I reckon every single government agency, any single institution, its stated aim and goal is the direct opposite of what its real aim and goal is. So if your police are if it's their job to catch and punish criminals, it's actually their job to commit crimes and get away with it.
Well, I was going to talk about this at the very end of the interview, like what we can do to fix these problems.
We've come to a break, unfortunately.
Okay.
So we'll talk about it.
I'll hold it over.
Yeah. Luke McKee coming at us live. He's literally the biker activist from NAM. We'll be right back at the LinnyEastwoodShow.com.
Have you been feeling off lately? Tired, depressed, or in pain? Maybe you've tried doctors and medications without luck. What if you could try something different and natural? Something that helps your body actually heal itself. I'm Trina, and I want to share with you something amazing I've discovered. RNA drops are a groundbreaking invention for alternative health. I had a rotator cuff injury from softball, and I didn't really want surgery. My cousin told me to try the RNA drops. I wasn't sure what to think, but kept an open mind. And after using the drops, I was completely healed and could throw the softball again. There's something about these drops. I had problems with anxiety and speaking in front of people. Those fears are all gone now. I also noticed more energy, and a surprising side effect for me was an increased libido. You can try RNA drops for free for a limited time. Go to trinasgooddrops.com and claim your free bottle. Pay only shipping and handling. Resolve to be good to yourself and get your free sample of RNA drops at trinasgooddrops.com.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. BlueShield comes in three models, a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about BlueShield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the BlueShield banner. BlueShield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. You're listening to AmericanFreedomRadio.com, the network who perseveres in delivering intelligent debate, constructive dialogue with true independence. The freedom to broadcast the truth is not free at all. So what is American Freedom Radio worth to you? The empowering information with fun, honest and pure integrity behind it provides an example to follow. Friendships to flourish with the moral altruism that pulls no punches. The hosts sacrifice and show remarkable discipline in their duty to deliver quality radio and service to the community with strength, wisdom, and loyalty. The founders of AFR wish to thank you personally for sharing your views and insights to make the best radio and alternative media. Now it's time for you to give something back and play a vital role in the future of America. Be as generous with us as we've been with you. Click on the donate banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com or volunteer by emailing AmericanFreedomRadio@ymail.com. Vaccines, psychotropic drugs, and artillery batteries not included. Has your heart been pounding? Feel short of breath? Got high blood pressure or problems sleeping? Heart disease is the leading cause of death. Being surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and poisoned water has a cumulative effect as we enter later life. Medications that only address symptoms ensure these problems persist, while your family and finances suffer. It's time to work with the body and its own innate ability to heal itself. Heart and Body Extract is a natural, organic herbal supplement that restores balance. A heart attack could be just around the corner. Spare your loved ones pain and fear. Protect yourself, protect your health with Heart and Body Extract. With a lifetime money-back guarantee, you have no excuse. Order a two-month supply today. Call toll-free 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com.
You're listening to the future of talk. American Freedom Radio. This is American Freedom Radio.
Get the real truth behind the news. Join us Thursday evenings, 4 p.m. Central, for the Region 10 Report, brought to you by Suzanne Posel and OccupyCorporatism.com.
Just in time, head down the 405. Gotta meet the new boss by 8 a.m. The phone rings in the car. The wife is working hard. She's running late tonight again. Well, I know what I've been told. You gotta work to feed the soul. But I can't do this all on my own. No, I know I'm no Superman.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. I'm no Superman, but laser beams do shoot out of my eyes if I see David Rockefeller walking around. My very special guest is Luke McKee, who's at the moment literally the activist from NAM. Welcome back.
Yeah, the other point I want to make is I am a Kiwi. I have a Kiwi passport, and there's a video of me burning my Aussie one on YouTube. Just type in burn passport at MB4. So that's the other reason I'm on a New Zealand show. And my surname is very familiar for those people around Taranaki, because it was my grandfather who was the first Kiwi to start looking for oil. But please don't blame my family for, you know, all this coal seam gas crap, which is going to be coming soon.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, now, when we went on to break, I made a point that the police kind of commit crimes and cover them up, and that's basically their real intention, and you were about to say something that you thought you might leave till the end of the interview. What was it?
Oh, okay. That thing was I'm planning to set up an organisation. It will do mass civil disobedience regarding Section 60C. There is I believe, after going to all the proper agencies to make a complaint before going public, the Police Integrity Commission, who refused to investigate, no reason given, the Ombudsman, who refused to investigate because they said that I had the matter to take up I had a chance to take up the matter in court, which had no hearing and investigated nothing. And the Professional Standards Command didn't write a letter, but did send five detectives to my house to seize and destroy evidence. So because of this, the people need to know what to do when they want to complain against police. Now, as I'm such a pariah of the state of New South Wales, and I will demonstrate that in this interview, especially with some of the things I'm going to play, I think people can trust me that I will never sell them out, and or other people won't, and I want to build a web of trust using digital cryptography and open source software to allow field agents to gather information on corrupt police and protect whistleblowers, bypass all those corrupt agencies and do what people should do, which is go straight to the Supreme Court, sue the police, get the law changed, do it in front of a jury. And that's exactly what a friend who is known for mutual friends who know my whole saga has done yesterday in the Supreme Court, where he sued the police and won. And he was a man who was not allowed to plead guilty. Not allowed to plead innocent, because there was CCTV footage which would exonerate him and incriminate police. And he sued the state of New South Wales and he won. I can't say his name because he won't get the check. So I'm going to play the Channel 7 News, Today Tonight News segment of him now. Let me find it here. There we go. And I blanked out his name. So we can't say his name, but I want him to be your guest in a month from now when he's free to talk.
All right.
A Sydney bouncer is planning to sue police after an 18-month battle to clear his name. He was forcibly arrested and convicted for failing to obey officers, but a court has heard the charges should never have been laid.
It's not easy being a cop on New Year's Eve, dealing with hot, volatile drunks. Problem is, on New Year's Eve 2004...
And I felt in a way that I was violated.
The softly spoken bouncer told police he was trying to get to work at Star City Casino. He asked if he could pass through a cordon at Darling Harbour. Police refused. He argued the point, and before he knew it, he was wrestled to the ground. The 28-year-old was charged with hindering police and failing to leave. He spent 3 hours in a cell.
After Tarek Nasser was convicted, he hired a new lawyer to appeal the decision, but it didn't even get that far. After the public prosecutor saw the evidence, all the charges were dropped and the conviction was overturned.
They've obviously had the opportunity of viewing that footage, comparing it with the statements of their various police witnesses, and they've made a decision.
Police statements claim Tarek tried several times to barge his way through, shoving one of the officers. But you can't see any of that on the security vision. Tarek says the truth has finally come out.
I'm happy that it's come to this stage, but on the same hand, I'm unhappy that it's taken a year and a half just to clear my name.
It cost him more than $7,000 in legal fees. Now he's planning to sue. Marguerite McKinnon, 7 News.
Oops, I just saw about the first name and that was oversight. I just prepared it quickly. This is a man being pled guilty against his will. The head of the Department of Public Prosecutions, Nicholas Cowberry, was the person who said he shouldn't have even been arrested, let alone convicted. And I can't tell you who the lawyer who did it was, but it was the brother of a very, very famous solicitor in Australia who takes all the terrorism trials and come out later.
Well, I think these terrorism laws and things like that, they're all corrupt too. I don't know about you, man. I'm really, really sick of the whole frickin' system, everything, and particularly cops. I'm really sick of cops. I don't know why it is that they're such corrupt, frickin' lying, violent scum. And every single sector that I look into, every single news story that comes out or whatever, I don't see any evidence to the contrary. It's like people get really ticked off that, people discriminate against the cops, people don't trust the cops or whatever. They freaking fucking should discriminate against them. They shouldn't trust them.
Right.
Lying criminals.
I'm coming from a more balanced viewpoint because my father's going to come on later and he's going to say how wonderful most of the police are. I believe what the New South Wales Council for Civil Liberties is saying. I don't support them because they won't take my case, like the Greens won't take up the cause, and they both put out press releases against this law. Lee Rhiannon said this law would only ever be used by corrupt police. But when it's being used against someone for the crime of knowing they're being discriminated against by a certain section of the community, which are royalty, because the anti-discrimination laws don't apply to them. The anti-discrimination board, when I tried to complain about my matter there, lodged a complaint on the grounds that I was a man and I was discriminated against by a woman. But in their wisdom, they said, no, we've done our own research, we've found out the officer was actually gay. Does anyone who tells you the sexual preference of a police officer is irrelevant in forms of discrimination is wrong? Because the Anti-Discrimination Board of New South Wales said, no, you're not accepting the complaint the way you lodged it. We believe because the officer is gay and you're heterosexual, you were lawfully discriminated against, like a black in South Africa in the past, reading a sign saying, no blacks allowed. You were lawfully discriminated against because the word heterosexual isn't in the Anti-Discrimination Act. And that was a crime against 12 years jail. So hypothetically in New South Wales, if there was a hate crime, which was very serious, done from someone in the gay lobby, like threatened to rape someone, which has happened to me, had to get me raped in Australia, then you can't complain because they are above the law. And I'm not against gay people. You have the right be born gay or choose to be gay, whatever, but you don't have the right to... you want to be equal? Well, do you, Spunk? I want you guys, or the gay people, to be egalitarians like me and support justice. And I was actually interviewed on Sydney's only gay radio show. It was the first person to do a pre-recorded interview with me, or proper interview, was actually a wonderful homosexual man called Stephen Pickels, who did a really, really sick edit. It's on my SoundCloud, of what happened. And, he said, I support your cause against the gay police. So please don't accuse me of being homophobic unless you've got more qualifications than of being gay than Sydney's gay only gay radio host in 2010, I think. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, again, back on this discussion of police, and you said that your father would come on and say that most police are good people and that kind of thing. Here's the problem. I don't think he's talked to most police. and so it'd be difficult to find out. And also the training protocols, they get trained how to lie, okay? And
correct.
So even if somebody is a good person, simply the fact that they are being trained in the police format means that they can't be as good a person as they were.
I actually found something out along those lines. In my case, a police officer broke the LEPRA Act, which is, you know, how you handle someone who's arrested, and didn't allow me to write out a written statement and said, and made false inducements before an interview, which is a crime of, and saying that you have to do a video interview, and that's not the law, and that's in their training, to break the law and push people in front of a camera and try and, you know, catch them up that way. And also I was told I wasn't allowed to have I was of limited financial means then, and I was told I wasn't allowed to get a public lawyer, and that was actually on the police recording, which I hope to play extracts of it later once we've got some more background.
Yeah, that happened to me too. A friend of mine were arrested. We were smoking pot on the top of Mount Eden in Auckland, and the cops, you know, just dumped us in the car, no seatbelts or anything, just rattling around and abusing us, calling us the stupidest stoners ever, denied us access to a lawyer. Here's the word they used, impracticable. Okay, it's impracticable to get you a lawyer. And then they're just like, well, hold on a second. And I had to look up in a dictionary what impracticable means. It means impossible. So it's technically not impossible to get a lawyer at like 9:30 at night, isn't it? There's off-duty mofos, surely. But, you know.
Let's not make allegations. I'm going to play a police officer acknowledging that she did that later. But let's come on. I'm going to give an example of
how you
can get...
Why don't you play it now?
I'll do them one at a time. I'm going to give you an example of me doing an offence that gets 5 years jail, and to prove them not paranoid about the police officers all being gay and out to get me in a big gay conspiracy, they were gay. I had a gay neighbour that was arrested for same-sex domestic violence. The police know how to type her name into the system and verify that. And I had two gay officers who sent to my house, and I'll let their own words incriminate them, which will come later. So here's me doing my crime yesterday.
Okay. I'm gonna make. I haven't finished.
Wrong one. Let me just. Here we go. This one.
One minute.
Manly Police, Constable Walk.
Oh hi, I'm trying to speak to your colleague, Miss Tui.
She's not in today, I'm afraid. Can I leave a message for her?
No. I dealt with her once in 2007.
Mm-hmm.
And, I'll be talking about... She's a gay and lesbian liaison officer, right?
She is, yeah.
Oh, okay. And she is gay, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's it.
That's what I thought. In my case, I don't have a problem with gay people,
mm-hmm.
okay, but I have a problem with gay people not being equal.
Mm-hmm.
And I complained about the misconduct
mm-hmm.
of the... I just found out I had not one, but two gay and lesbian liaison officers sent to my house
mm-hmm.
by a gay neighbour... that if you type her, the gay neighbour's name, into the system, you'll see...
And so on and so forth. So, you know, and I was discriminated against because the police officer did not want to pick up a CCTV alibi, which would prove that there was, I believe, from what came out in court, 000 calls at the time that the alleged offence was being made, and there was forensic evidence on my computer that it was being used... and I actually got the content from Cache, and it's all dated at the same time I'm allegedly doing assault, and someone's logging into their email and downloading correspondence from Sydney University that was sent to Hong Kong, and this person had told immigration they were at Sydney University and had told their stupid boyfriend, which was me, oh, I don't have to work full time. I'm waiting for my degree presentation. So we really do have a case of an illegal immigrant getting a visa by the only way possible. And that was the motive for framing me up. Police can actually give visas to undesirables, and that's very scandalous. We have, and then they get, this person relies on a gay neighbour to put two homosexuals in charge of the investigation, the other cop's name I just said, and a gay and lesbian liaison officer who's since been promoted to inspector in the air wing, Kate Howe. And I'm not afraid to name them because you're not meant to do this unless you go through the proper channels, but I did that. And I got a SWAT team. I raided my house when I was overseas, and they saw me off at the airport, and the detective in question swore under oath I was in the country in the search warrant, and then he also swore under oath that my own ex-cop lawyer was a witness against me, and this man has come out and put an affidavit saying the detective is done perjury, and yet they won't even take a complaint from evidence from someone very senior, an ex-cop, accusing a detective of perjury.
You know, that's very interesting. It reminds me of my friend Vince Seamer. The court held a trial in his absence while he was in the United States on business and then convicted him without being able to defend himself and then arrested him as soon as he got off the plane and came home. We'll be right back.
Are chemtrail geoengineering programs changing our weather and destroying our environment? Why in the world are they spraying?
They want to create a storm in the southeast, then they'll start engineering out over the North Pacific. That's where the trailies will be.
Find out why critics are calling Why in the World Are They Spraying the most important film that is revolutionizing the environmental movement. Go to whyintheworldarethespraying.com for more information.
It's just going to get worse until the point where we're not going to be able to grow anything at all unless it's a Monsanto genetically modified, abiotic stress resistant seed.
Why in the World Are They Spraying? New international version with languages available from around the world. Go to whyintheworldarethayspraying.com for more information.
It's all about money, and weather is another form of commoditizing, a way the Central Command Group can commoditize another form of our life.
Why in the world are they spraying?
And if you control the weather, you're going to control the planet. It's that simple.
I knew a man who had a reputation helping thousands of people improve their health. You know his secret? He knew 7 out of 10 people were deficient in one critical mineral. The symptoms of this deficiency mimic everything from heart disease to anxiety. In fact, the list is way too long to even touch on. Chances are high that you may have many of these symptoms already. In a moment, I'm going to give away his secret when you visit IncredibleMineral.com. That's IncredibleMineral.com. The information is free. It will take less than 5 minutes for you to obtain. Listen in as I interview world-renowned doctor of the future, Carolyn Dean, share the secret with you. No holds barred and guaranteed to piss off the big drug pushers. In fact, there's also a $50 free bonus offer for the first 1,000 people who listen in now at IncredibleMineral.com. Hurry while the information is still available.
Just look at us. Everything is backwards. Everything is upside down. Doctors destroy health, lawyers destroy justice, universities destroy knowledge, governments destroy freedom, the major media destroys information, and religions destroy spirituality. I think there's more to know here.
All you ever hear about in this country is our differences. That's all the media and the politicians are ever talking about, the things that separate us, things that make us different from one another. That's the way the ruling class operates in any society. They try to divide the rest of the people. They keep the lower and the middle classes fighting with each other so that they, the rich, can run off with all the money. Fairly simple thing happens to work. If you know anything different, that's what they're going to talk about. Race, religion, ethnic and national background, jobs, income, education, social status, sexuality, anything they can do, keep us fighting with each other so that they can keep going to the bank.
Has your heart been pounding? Feel short of breath? Got high blood pressure or problems sleeping? Heart disease is a leading cause of death. Being surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and poisoned water has a cumulative effect as we enter later life. Medications that only address symptoms ensure these problems persist while your family and finances suffer. It's time to work with the body and its own innate ability to heal itself. Heart and Body Extract is a natural, organic herbal supplement that restores balance. A heart attack could be just around the corner. Spare your loved ones pain and fear. Protect yourself. Protect your health with Heart and Body Extract. With a lifetime money-back guarantee, you have no excuse. Order a 2-month supply today. Call toll-free 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com.
News and information you can trust. This is American Freedom Radio. Freedom, freedom, American Freedom Radio. Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Hi, everybody. I'm Christopher Green. Make sure to tune in to Green Wave Radio every Tuesday and Thursday from 3 to 5 p.m. Central on American Freedom Radio. Hard-hitting and in-your-face, America.
Black sunrise, black sunrise.
Welcome back.
Over the sky.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. It's the lighter side of genocide, because in a world so full of chaos and madness and scumbaggery, if you lose your sense of humor, you'll go friggin' nuts. A very special guest is Luke McKee, broadcasting live from Vietnam. And you have a clip to play us of the gay guy who is supporting your cause there.
Oh, okay, no problem. I'll just play the beginning of the interview, and the other interview is on SoundCloud. Everything I speak of in this show, I will be on the show's chat room afterwards to discuss it, and I will be on your Facebook page afterwards to also answer any questions and also give all the links and documents and facts and figures I speak of. Okay, here we go.
Back to the teenage...
Oh, sorry, that's not that one. No, actually, let me see. No, I haven't downloaded it. It's one of the 14 files I don't have ready. So, yeah, it's on SoundCloud. Sorry. What we can play is I've been told that I will be extradited if I go on your show through a third party who knows about my matter from the very beginning, who was my confidant, who's known me for over 10 years, who is a very senior figure in the security industry. I'll leave it at that. And I've edited his voice to make him sound a bit, like deep throat. So we'll play that.
But if you do ever set foot in Australia, he said you will be immediately arrested.
Yeah, he
said that straight out.
So the detective who brought you in says I'll be arrested. Yeah. He's not telling you what the warrants are for, but one of them we know is for my coverage of this poor Aboriginal boy. My dad's been told point blank on that one.
Right,
yeah. So, but, it's all about Burns. So that they're interested because you know that I was talking about Catherine Burns asking me when I'm leaving the airport, right? I said that, yeah. Right, in 2007.
Yeah.
And they know I called you from the airport and said the police are seeing me off and they don't want to check the Police Integrity Commission, we're told, and, they didn't want to check the CCTV footage from the airport because that would prove the detective did perjury, and they're not in the business of putting corrupt detectives in jail, so what are they in the business of for? Screwing police corruption whistleblowers? This is the Police Integrity Commission we're talking about here. So basically, I'm wanted because I prove that the government anti-corruption apparatus is corrupt, and that's the holy grail of all whistleblowers. Do you understand?
This guy is, to be honest, he's not really trying that hard with anything against you because he doesn't like Catherine Burns himself.
So lots of police know what Catherine Burns has been up to, tapping their emails.
All of them know about her, know one thing or another about her. This guy said to me, about her getting the top job, and he said it just won't happen. He said there's too many of the old-time police that are against her for her to get in.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, they're going to Barry O'Farrell's supporting her, and they suppress government reports to protect her on her wiretapping affair.
Yeah, look, she's been able to slither out of just about everything that she's been accused of.
So they're coming after me, and they're not going to back off.
They won't come after you if you continue on, but if you do...
Don't continue on, they'll come after me. Remember, I'm going to die on my feet rather than die on my knees. I'm that kind of person.
I'm just saying that, if you don't do anything from now on, they're not going to be bothered.
So, there it is. I have called their bluff. Come and get me. Now, the officer named there was head of Professional Standards Command in 2007 when my complaint was lodged. And my recollection is that I spoke to her, and that's what I told everyone in my family and other people around me at that time. And, she's a very senior figure in the police, and she's also involved in the New South Wales Council for Civil Liberties accused the police of a cover-up for not identifying the officers who arrested all these protesters at APEC in 2006 or 2007. Who were arrested for breaching the special exclusion zone. All these activists had their photos put in their paper, mugshots, like they were criminals, even though they had no criminal record. And, they get cheeky and pissed off, and they have some language, and they have... they start getting all these frofe-latte grins, sitting just on the edge of the exclusion zone in Hyde Park, and they're unlawfully arrested, filmed by all the world media. And the head of the Professional Standards decided... And the journalist I spoke to has his own reservations. The officer who decided had their name blanked out in the FOI. But if you're giving passion, the Professional Standards decide we don't need to identify all the police who did wrongful arrest because a cash payout was made to the aggrieved parties. And the man I mentioned earlier, he got the same offer. It's suppress, suppress, suppress. They'll do anything. They'll pay money to suppress their crimes being exposed, because it may be cheaper in the scheme of things rather than retraining the officers who will be replaced, to replace them, I mean. But this is what happens, and this is how the anti-corruption agencies work. They don't do their job, and there needs to be non-government organisations to take the role of investigating police away from police, because the great Police Integrity Commission, made after the Wood Royal Commission, does not work, does not do their job. And I want to say, before this whole 60C thing started, I did mention the saga started in 2004 when Topher Field interviewed me and my father. It's an interesting podcast. I didn't explain what started in 2004 then. I found out how police-owned security companies were taking a cut of poker machine revenue using a loophole in the Registered Clubs Act. I can talk about that at a later time, but, I was already a Police Integrity Commission corruption informant on the record before the 60C thing ever happened.
Now, and I find that
complaint.
I find it very ironic, you know, I don't think police and integrity belongs in the same sentence, but in New Zealand, we have a police complaints authority, which is staffed by police. So police are supposed to investigate themselves when the police openly call themselves the biggest gang in New Zealand. Right? So it's like going to a mafia don and saying, "Hey, look, Mr. Don, I'm really upset that one of your boys has killed my wife." And the mafia guy goes, "Don't worry about it. Forget about it. I'll take care of him. I'll take care of him." And then all of a sudden, nothing happens. And you wonder why. It's because they're both part of the frickin' mafia and you're not.
Okay, so where do we go from here? Do you want to stay on my case, or do you want to talk about some other cases of this same law being misused? Since I was on Topher's show, I found one other case of Section 60C Crimes Act being used. Now, I'm going to reiterate it here. It was made to stop the dreaded bikey gangs that, you know, we have to give up all our rights for. And it's just been used. Now, to prove that 60C is being used by professional standards against people, just the other day we found someone who's paying money, at least $100, to use justanswer.com. I'll put all the links up later, to get a fellow police officer arrested for the horrendous crime of subscribing them to some junk mail from a adjustable beds company, Craftmatic, some algae pills and a few things like that. And, oh, my God, they got some junk mail. So they mentioned a previous section of the Crimes Act, 60 brackets, one of the Crimes Act, that they were trained on in 2000 and earlier, before 2002, which is a crime of assaulting police. And this is the predecessor to 60C that was destroyed in the Supreme Court in the case of Mellor versus Lowe. And for me to read that court transcript, it would involve lots of swearing. But if you do ask, I can do it. Where a believed to be an Aboriginal man from Redfern was, he was charged with intimidating police. And the magistrate said, "Well, you police officers, you're all carrying Glock 22 semi-automatic pistols, or maybe back then Smith & Wessons. And an Aboriginal man, how can you all be afraid of a shirtless Aboriginal man?" And, the definition of what is an assault on a police officer was redefined in that case. And the Department of the government lawyers that represented him even bragged about it on the LawLink website. So I put those links up. That's one of the earliest cases of something like 60C. And then you've got police officer gets some junk mail. Oh, the other officer has to get 5 years jail for that practical joke. So the other thing is, if they didn't have the Cronulla riots in Australia in 2006, this whole matter would have blown over. And if Catherine Burns had given me a letter saying I'm not wanted anymore, or any other police officer, 5 or 6 years ago, then I wouldn't be on your radio show. I would have gone on with my life, done something productive, made some money. But for the last 7 years of my life, I have been a refugee. My name is on UNHCR letterhead as a refugee. That was hard to get, mind you. And I was embedded with all the refugees in Hong Kong for a period. And if you've got refugees been put in jail, general population, without trial for 20 years. That's the Asia's Gitmo. And the UNHCR accepted that I was a refugee from New Zealand because even though I've only spent 2 weeks of my adult life there and I've had and I've got no... So, you know, because Australia and New Zealand are joined together as a precursor to the Asia-Pacific Union and on nationalsecurity.gov.au, they put out, they asked the question to all the lawyers, do you want to add any more countries to this backing of Warren scheme? And the Public Information Law Clearinghouse in Victoria, also won't support my cause, is saying that, yeah, we can't have more countries because we don't want to follow their laws. And there's no protections from this dual criminality. So a foreign power, even you, Vinny, if the police said just playing a police officer's name or even saying a police officer's name is obtaining personal information, you could be extradited from New Zealand to Australia for a crime that no one in the Beehive made. This is wrong.
We'll be right back.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. Tuberculite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Tuberculite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Tuberculite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, I'm Trina, and I'm here to tell you about something that has changed my life. RNA drops are amazing and chemical-free. They seem to help whatever in you needs help. RNA drops can soften pains, ailments, fears, or for some create healing, bliss, confidence, or spiritual expansion. Sometimes your body can actually ache from the growing pains of ascension. RNA drops can ease that pain and so much more. Well, here's what happened to my friend Clark.
Are you having trouble with erectile dysfunction due to high blood pressure medication or other prescription meds? A friend of mine suggested that I try RNA drops to heal my foot, and to my surprise, my ED problems were over.
Well, surprisingly, my libido increased too. I would love to share with you a free sample bottle of RNA drops. Pay only shipping and handling. Visit trinasgooddrops.com.
You can stand by and do nothing, or you can live and feel good again. Get your free sample of RNA drops and hear what others have to say. Visit trinasgooddrops.com.
I don't like words that hide the truth. I don't like words that conceal reality. I don't like euphemisms. And American English is loaded with euphemisms because Americans have a lot of trouble dealing with reality. Americans have trouble facing the truth. So they invent a kind of a soft language to protect themselves from it. I'll give you an example of that. When I was a little kid, if I got sick, they wanted me to go to the hospital and see the doctor. Now they want me to go to a health maintenance organization. Smug, greedy, well-fed white people have invented a language to conceal their sins. It's as simple as that. The CIA doesn't kill anybody anymore. They neutralize people. The government doesn't lie. It engages in disinformation. Israeli murderers are called commandos. Arab commandos are called terrorists. Contra killers are called freedom fighters. Well, if crime fighters fight crime and firefighters fight fire, what do freedom fighters fight? They never mention that part of it to us, do they? Never mention that part of it.
Has your heart been pounding? Feel short of breath? Got high blood pressure or problems sleeping? Heart disease is the leading cause of death. Being surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and poisoned water has a cumulative effect as we enter later life. Medications that only address symptoms ensure these problems persist, while your family and finances suffer. It's time to work with the body and its own innate ability to heal itself. Heart and Body Extract is a natural, organic herbal supplement that restores balance. A heart attack could be just around the corner. Spare your loved ones pain and fear. Protect yourself, protect your health with Heart and Body Extract. With a lifetime money-back guarantee, you have no excuse. Order a 2-month supply today. Call toll-free 866-2255. 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com.
No rules. No rules. No taboo topics. No taboo topics. No fear of doom. No fear of doom. We are. We are. American Freedom Radio. American Freedom Radio.